relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Where, oh, where to begin? I thought Fridays were supposed to be fun. So much craziness. Oh, they've started bombing. What is this, week five? Day 35, day 36 of the Biden administration. I still can't say that phrase. Biden administration. Ah, gives me the heebie-jeebies. And they bombed Syria. But not really a serious, heavy-duty, we're not going to do it again, we're too afraid. It's a kind of slap on the wrist after dark. But what did we expect? We're going to give you all the analysis with the Vice President of the Heritage Foundation, Jim Carafano. What does it mean, and what are the next steps, if any, coming out of the White House? It's Second Amendment Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. We have guests Trish Regan as well, Michael Pack, the film producer, and the man at the top of the most influential website for all conservatives, Breitbart.com. Alex Marler will be in studio for a whole hour talking about the state of conservative politics and, broadly speaking, the conservative movement. But first, let's lead into this story with what happened in New York. The State University of New York has suspended one of its students. What did the student do? Cheat? Do something inappropriate with a student of the opposite sex? How do you know if they're of the opposite sex nowadays? It's a big question, isn't it? You'll see why. Do you want to know the real reason? Owen Stevens, student at the university, was suspended for saying, "A man is a man, and a woman is a woman." The report is from the Daily Wire, our buddies there. This is Sarah Taylor's article, which is quoting the individual, Owen Stevens, as having posted a video on social media where he said the following: "A man is a man, a woman is a woman, a man is not a woman, and a woman is not a man." Is that haiku? Look at that again. "A man is a man, a woman is a woman, a man is not a woman, and a woman is not a man." In response, he didn't say it in the classroom. He didn't say it in the college.
He said it online in a video. So they suspended him with this justification. The school sees Stevens's videos as, quote, calling into question his ability to maintain a classroom environment protecting the mental health and emotional well-being of all students. Well, first things first, whose job is it to maintain the correct environment? Is it the student's job? How about the college being responsible for maintaining an environment? And how is it undermining somebody's mental health to say, a man is not a woman, and a woman is not a man? The mental issues may be with those in the administration at the State University who think that's a problem. But why am I spending so much time on this story? Because it's indicative of a much larger national issue. The Democrats have passed the so-called Equality Act in the House. What does it mean? How does it endanger the future of everything we hold sacred when it comes to millennia of established truth to do with men and women? Well, here are the most radical parts of the Equality Act that you must be. I know it's DC. I know you got better things to do. Not better than this. This is a summary from the great Dr. Susan Berry at Breitbart. We're going to post it right now. Number one, the Equality Act would end the federal legal recognition of male and female sex and replace it with, quote, gender identity. Not woman and man, but gender identity. Meaning, you get to choose. If you've been a man for 40 years, and you say you're a woman, this act means you are de facto, by law, a woman. The bill would eliminate the traditional right to privacy of women and girls in public facilities. The Equality Act, passed by the House, says the following. An individual shall not be denied access to a shared facility, including a restroom, a locker room, and a dressing room that is in accordance with the individual's gender identity. Not their sex, not the actual biological reality, but what they say they are that day. If they're a man, a biological man, and they say, today I'm a woman, they get to go into your daughter's dressing room, the locker room, where women are at their most vulnerable. Likewise, the Equality Act would eviscerate women's and girls' sports. This is from Susan's article. Men and boys who identify as female could compete on women's and girls' athletic teams, snatching away choice championship awards and scholarships. For example, Selena Saul, female runner from Connecticut, lost repeatedly to males who claimed to identify as female in championship races. In addition to losing those races, she lost out on scholarships for which she likely would have qualified had biological males not been permitted to compete against females. It's not going to be one girl, it's going to be all of them. The Equality Act, likewise, will normalize the concept of gender ideology and abortion in classrooms. According to the Heritage Foundation, parental rights in schools will take the back seat to mandated school programs and will be used to override already prohibited sexual orientation and gender identity curricula that states have said is not going to happen in our classrooms. This is federal law. Likewise, and this is, gets worse and worse. The Equality Act would be used to remove custody rights from parents who refuse to have their minor children undergo transgender medical interventions and procedures. I don't even want to talk about what those procedures are. But if your kid wants one or has been brainwashed into thinking and indoctrinated that they are a girl when they're actually a boy, and you disagree, they could take your children away from you. The Equality Act also exempts itself from the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. As a result, religious schools, religious hospitals, and adoption agencies could face federal sanctions for upholding their Christian teachings with regard to life, sexuality, and marriage under the Equality Act. Lastly, thank you, Susan, for doing this. The Equality Act text names as a form of discrimination on the basis of pregnancy as a new category, which will be used to punish healthcare providers who refuse to perform an abortion or to outlaw policies by private institutions that ban the funding for abortions. Yeah, they're bombing Syria, but I don't really care right now, because this is much more important. Have you said your piece? Have you spoken out? Have you called? Have you emailed your senator, your representative? If not, why not? Do it today. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We're going to post this article right now. Read it and take action.
We've waited long enough. Let's get back to work. It's the Great American Comeback with Trish Regan.
She warned us, she told us in the break, if you go there, I might just wonk out. Let's do it together. Let's wonk out together across the nation. Millions of listeners and viewers. If we're back on YouTube, I don't know. We'll find out. She is our resident market financial super whiz, Trish Regan. Of course, it's Friday and we have to talk to her. She is the host of Trish Intel, the podcast. Go to trishintel.com and follow her on Twitter at @Trish_Regan. Welcome back to America First, Trish.
Oh, thank you, Seb. Thank you.
Okay, two big topics. We're going to wonk out in a second on inflation, but the parliamentarian that nobody knows, never heard of before, the parliamentarian who's not even elected has said, you can't do that. It's naughty. The COVID bill must not smuggle in a $15 per hour federal minimum wage. Well, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, thank goodness for the parliamentarian. How many times were people Googling that last night? The parliamentarian.
Right.
Yeah, who knew? But, you know, the rule is you can't just, you know, shove this thing in.
Whatever
I like
you want.
Your term smuggle. That's a good verb to use here. They wanted to do that. Listen, I mean, if we, do you know how many businesses would have just gone completely under had this happened? I mean,
tens
so many small businesses, small restaurants that can't swing the $15 an hour. It would have been an economic disaster, really. I mean, I just don't know how our economy could have handled it right now. I don't think it's going away. I think that there's a commitment from the likes of AOC in the House, a commitment from Bernie Sanders in the Senate, and they will bring this back. But not in its current form. And again, I just want to thank the parliamentarian, because we did not need this in the here and now. It just was not the right timing.
God bless the parliamentarian. Okay, I'm going to hand the microphone over to Professor Shadrach. Shad, you wanted to ask Trish a very special question. What is this double whammy that perturbs you?
I'm worried a lot about inflation. Trish, can you please explain the concept to folks, and also tell us why we're, you know, particularly vulnerable right now, especially in the time of COVID.
You have been invited to fully wonk out.
Shad, I love you. That's great. Thank you. Thank you, Seb. Thank you, Shad. Shad, well, you know, the big problem with the inflation issue, right, is that if you have so much money today, right, and you're saving your money and you're saving your dollars and you're looking forward to Social Security and you're someday living on a very fixed income, well, if you have inflation in the economy, that fixed income is not going to be what you thought you had, right? So if you save up $50,000 and you're going to retire to Florida, well, that $50,000 5 years from now may not be the $50,000 that you think it is today, right?
Because things have
gotten
more,
$30.
Because things have become more expensive, that amount of money is going to go not as far.
And the reason things become more expensive, right, is because money, the liquidity in the system, it just, they're pumping it out. You got the Federal Reserve that's just on steroids, right? Jerome Powell, the head of the Fed, got up there this week and said that, you know, on Tuesday and Wednesday, he reiterated that they weren't going to change course. They weren't worried about inflation. They think the economy's got a long ways to go. And so the market's like, woohoo. And then all of a sudden, you know what? There's some sensible people in the room. Those are the people that are in the bond markets. And all of a sudden, you saw the 10-year yield, I told you I'd wonk out, start to creep up to just over 1.5%. Well, it was 1.3% the other day. So to get 0.2 percentage point, just like in no time at all, it said to everyone, wow, interest rates are going to go up. And you know why that's a problem? Interest rates go up. We got so much darn debt. I mean, how much more debt could we possibly? They want more, by the way. Like, they want the $1.9 trillion more, and that's just a down payment. So you're talking about an extraordinary amount of debt that we can't really handle. If interest rates go up, it's like, you know, you got a mortgage that's too darn big, right? And suddenly you can't afford the interest payment on the mortgage. That's the problem here. And don't forget who we're paying the interest to.
And what should the Fed be doing, Trish?
Well, I think that the Fed is always late to the party. This is my criticism of the Fed. I look back over my career, and every single time I was warning that things were getting too hot, the Fed didn't care. Okay, so the Fed just, like, they continue printing money. They're late either
but
way.
But why? Are they not seeing what's happening, or they think they don't need to react? If you've seen this before again and again and again, why is the Fed late to the party?
Well, the Fed wants it to happen, right? They want the markets to move higher. They want the economy to kind of get ginned up. The problem is, as you start to look at all of these different things, I was actually saying this to an economist the other day, you know, you look at retail sales, for example, 5.3%, that's better than anybody thought. They would be more than twice as good, Seb, as anybody thought recently. Yeah. And so retail sales are good. Well, you know what? The Fed doesn't care about retail sales.
Yeah.
They only care about employment and inflation. So they're looking at a very narrow data set. I, on the other hand, am looking at everything. So whether it's, you know, producer price index, which they do look at in all fairness, and that has started to creep higher. People are paying more. Producers are paying more for goods. Whether it's retail sales, whether it's household income, which we saw up 10% in the month of January. Yeah. You know, people have much more money thanks to all those stimulus checks. So they're not looking at the entire picture. They're pretty myopic.
So,
and they're just looking at inflation and employment.
So is there anything that Americans can do now, including Shad? Is there any way that you insulate yourselves? Or are we just kind of hostage to the Fed's myopia?
Okay, so here's two things. One, I think this has some room to go because I don't think the Fed is going to pull back, you know, overnight. I think they're going to telegraph it loud and clear. And right now they're telegraphing that they're here, ready, willing, and able to do whatever necessary. So that means you'll want to actually be in things like equities, right? You want to be invested in assets because they're going to continue moving higher.
So buy GameStop.
Well, not GameStop. That's a whole other conversation. But you do want to be invested in equities because those will see a run-up. You also want to diversify. I'd be looking at commodities right now. I mean, heck, I think some of the inflation you've seen in Bitcoin is inflationary pressure, right? So these things are all going to go up in an inflationary environment. You just need to be careful because at some point, right, the bottom's going to fall off.
There'll be a correction.
At some point, people's like, whoa, you know, this is out of control. So, yeah, watch for that correction.
All right. You heard it.
Is it wonky enough for you?
That was great. That was great. I love this stuff because I don't know anything about it. And that's why you're here. And that's why you are the authority on these issues that America loves. TrishIntel.com is the website. Check out her incredible podcast, Trish Intel, and also her YouTube videos. She does running commentary on big events of the day. But you heard it here first on America First. Equities, commodities, the threat of inflation is real, especially because the Fed is like, it's like that
You remember when you studied in school the sine waves and the sine curves? They're at least one phase out of shift. They're late. They're late to the party, but not here on America First. Shad, are you happy?
Incredibly.
Shad is happy. God bless you, Trish.
Great.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Have a good weekend.
This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Let's take some calls. Let's do that. The call board is absolutely chocker. John, Al, Dale, Bruce, Victor. Thank you. I didn't even give the phone number out. That's crazy. Let's do it now. 833-3-3-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. Also, our patriotmobile.com text line, 703-869-1262. Let your voice be heard. This is the Salem Radio Network. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Well, there's a lot to happen between now and 24. I've got at least four members that I think are planning on running for president, plus some governors and others. There's no incumbent. Should be a wide open race and fun for you all to cover.
If the president was the party's nominee, would you support him?
The nominee of the party? Absolutely.
Well, well, well. What was wrong with him? He looked a little bit shiny there. Somebody polished the turtle shell there. That was Mitch McConnell. He's singing a different tune. He said the president is responsible for the violence of January 6th just a few days ago. And now he's giving him his full support if he gets the nomination. Ugh, that's so Mitch McConnell, isn't it? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you haven't done so already, well, look, so many of you have done so. I think by now it must be over two, must be at least, how many? At least 100,000? I mean, just so many of you have supported Mike Lindell. I can't keep up with the figures. Why are you doing this now? Because you know cancel culture is real, and you see 24 companies trying to cancel Mike, boycott him, refuse to stock his goods, and you want to send a message. God bless every single one of you. If you haven't done so already, now is the easiest way for you to take a stand and support a man who is a great American who is in the crosshairs of the cancel culture fascists. Go to MyPillow.com. He's going to give you 60% off if you use my name or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. Over 100 U.S.-made products. Support this man today. Make a difference. Send a message. God bless all of you who already have done so and those who are going to do so today. Okay, let's go to your calls. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. Let's go to Al in California, line 3. Welcome, Al.
Is this Sebastian High Power Gorka?
Hey, dude, you know one of my favorite Roscoes. Indeed it is. I love the High Power. And I have a little bit of there's a little bit of a surprise thing to do with High Powers that I will be able to announce in about a month. But welcome, Al.
Well, this is Conrad Veidt. Did you get a chance to look at Casablanca at the end there?
I did not!
Well, I have to watch. I'm doing it in order. When a caller mentions a movie, they go on the list.
Right.
I watched Blood on the Sun from Don. I started Squadron 633 last Saturday, and now I have to put Casablanca. Check the epaulets will be my mission tomorrow morning. Okay.
Okay. I've got another movie for you, Von Ryan's Express.
Oh, of course.
Frank Sinatra and Trevor Howard.
Of course.
And here, I hate to do these lightweight topics after that thing you're talking about, gender equality, which we don't need. But I'd like to discuss voices since you're into broadcasting and you watch movies. I'll give you my favorite voices. Unfortunately, they've all passed away. See if they pass muster. In England, I go for Jack Hawkins and Michael Rennie. And in the United States, I go for Charlton Heston and William Holden.
Oh, without a doubt. Although I have to say, although it's a little cliched, you got to give a little bit of a hat tip to James Earl Jones, don't you?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it's pretty good. But when I hear Michael Rennie talk or Charlton Heston, I said, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, Heston, absolutely. Immortal. All right. Did you have a question?
Yes. I think that... I keep getting on this thing. Well, let me talk about this thing with the gun control thing. One quick question. This R. Kelly, this astronaut, his wife was a victim of a terrorist attack, and now he's in the house, and he's going to be pushing more gun control. Here's what's always bothered me about gun control. See if this rings with you. If somebody killed a member of my family with a gun or another implement, I would want that individual prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Right.
What I can't figure out, how would that allow me to go on a fishing expedition and blame somebody else that didn't commit the crime? See, this whole thing about guns is this group guilt thing I've never been able to understand.
Let me stop you there. Let me stop you there. How about making it even simpler? You just triggered something in me in a good way. If somebody killed somebody that's a friend of mine, somebody I love, do I want the weapon punished? Is the weapon the problem, Al? Or do I want the person to go to prison or be executed?
If you hit somebody in the head with a baseball bat, do you blame the perpetrator or do you blame the baseball bat?
Right.
They blame the implement rather than the person. They're blaming an inanimate object for what a human being did.
Right. We don't put baseball bats or AR-15s on trial in the dock. It's the person who uses them. And by the way, let's be clear, you look at the statistics, knives, hammers, more dangerous, baseball bats, more lethal than rifles in America every single year. Those are just the stats. Great call. Now, I've got something else to watch this weekend, but we love it. Call in with your recommendations. Thank you, Al. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C., in Florida, because they can't do it here. CPAC has started. One of our team members here is very excited because Josh Hawley is speaking. We will not disclose who that is. Eric, behave. Let's continue with the show. More of your calls, special guests. But have you taken your balance of nature? Balance of nature. I took it this morning. I usually take it before the show, but I was so keen this morning to make sure that I'm the healthiest Dr. G I can be. You should be the healthiest you can be by taking Dr. Douglas Howard's incredible product that provides you in just 6 capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables that honestly, you know you should be eating every single day. But are you? Come on. I've seen the footage. I've got the drones. I'm watching you. You're not eating your spinach and your kale every day, but this is how you can. And right now, Dr. Douglas Howard is going to give you 35% off and free shipping if you use my name. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. But whichever way you do it, you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. Don't you want to be as healthy as you can? This is how I do it. Balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
And you don't
say it, especially for 3 hours every single day here on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, former strategist of President Donald J. Trump, who will be speaking at CPAC. Are you ready? Are you excited? Sunday afternoon, I am. I was talking to the organizers in Florida. They are jam-packed. They have been so... When the president announced he's coming, tickets, boom, disappeared, sold out. It's going to be an amazing, amazing event. Okay, I told you about the Equality Act, this outrageous transgender insanity radical act that has passed in the House. You need to know something, especially if you live in New York or Pennsylvania. Three Republicans voted for it. This dastardly, radical package that threatens girls and women, not just in sports, but in their most vulnerable locations, in dressing rooms, in locker rooms. Three Republicans are cool with this act. They are John Katko, K-A-T-K-O, John Katko, never heard of him, Republican New York. Tom Reed, likewise from New York. And Brian Fitzpatrick, Republican from Pennsylvania. If those are your congressmen, you need to tell them how you feel. Get in touch with their offices, Katko, Reed, and Fitzpatrick. Okay. Let's go to our second guest of the day. He is with us because of some breaking news. He's a friend of the show, a great American, an individual who was in the Trump administration, but now he's back doing his first love, which is making movies. It is Manifold Productions, Michael Pack. Michael, welcome back to America First.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back.
So, it is Black History Month, and I heard this morning that a certain film that you made, an incredible... Look, I'm a documentary guy. I love documentaries, but it's hard to get them right. It is easy to do, really easy to do boring documentaries. You made one on Clarence Thomas's life with him, which is amazing. It's called Created Equal. It's number one in DVD documentaries on Amazon. What is the breaking news you'd like to share with us, Michael?
Well, the news is that it had been streaming in Amazon for months, and then suddenly they pulled it. Actually, they pulled it February 8th, just in time for most of Black History Month, and it hasn't been put back since. So it's been gone from the Amazon website, in spite of the fact that, to my way of thinking, Clarence Thomas is the most important Black man alive in America today.
Agreed.
And to pull that in February, Black History Month, is amazing. And they gave us no reason. I leave it to your listeners to decide. And it's
have you asked Amazon why they pulled this documentary?
We've asked and we've gotten no response. And as you say, they're selling DVDs. I mean, now it's hard to get the DVD apparently also from Amazon, even though it's number one in their DVD sales for documentaries, whereas RBG, about another Supreme Court justice, isn't even in the top 100, and she's still their documentary.
Hang on, this is incredible.
And Anita Hill documentary is still streaming.
Hang on. RGB, Ruth Bader Ginsburg's documentary, isn't even in the top 100. It's available on Amazon. Yours, about Clarence Thomas, Black Supreme Court Justice, Black History Month, is number one in DVDs, and yours is the one they're not showing, correct?
Correct. Not streaming it. That's right. And they're still streaming documentaries about Anita Hill that's, I think, even lower rated than the RBG documentary. And so, you know, what is the possible justification for that? I mean, I think, as you said, and you've said many times, Seb, it's a story all Americans need to hear.
Yeah.
You know, especially in Black History Month, but anytime. He is an important public figure with a great life story, from rags to riches, from Frasier Alger's story, from...
But not just that. But not just that.
Segregated South. I mean, it's an amazing story.
Not the rags to riches. It's the story of his radicalism as a young man. How this man was a hardcore radical in college and then sees the light and becomes a conservative nominee who undergoes a, quote, high-tech lynching at the hands of who? This is why they probably canceled it. At the hands of Joe Biden, the chairman of the committee that executed that high-tech lynching. So,
and he figures prominently in the film. I shouldn't say rags to riches, but poverty to success.
Yes.
He's not rich. But that's right. At the hands of Joe Biden, who doesn't come off well either in his treatment of Anita Hill or Clarence Thomas, but he's apologized to Anita Hill to my mind, he should apologize to Justice Thomas, too.
He should. And I love the fact, I don't know, you said to me once how many hours you sat down with him, but
yeah.
You have this giant of a man with his arms folded on the table looking into the camera at the viewers. It is a stunning hour and a half. I mean, it really captivates.
2 hours.
How many hours did you have with him on camera?
I was privileged to have him talk to me for 30 hours over a six-month period, longer than I think any Supreme Court justice has sat for an interview, and surely not one as rightly suspicious of the media as Justice Thomas. It was a great privilege. He had no editorial input whatsoever in the film, and he trusted me to tell his story, and we did the best we could, and I think, but it is a great story, and as you say, he tells it looking right at the camera, and he is the greatest teller of his own story. So,
very humble, incredible story. Is there? How can they access this? So it's hard to get the DVDs. Is there anywhere else that they can watch the movie Created Equal?
Well, they can go to the Manifold Productions website, manifoldproductions.com, and then find places that are still streaming the film and or purchase the DVD. I mean, I've been told that some of the others are difficult, too, but I beg your listeners to persist. I mean, it's really a great film, as you said, and it's even more important now than the last time we spoke about it, since, you know, these race issues have become even more important.
Let me remind everyone why Michael's right. Why this film about Clarence Thomas is more important even than when he made it last year. Read the one-paragraph dissent from Clarence Thomas this week, in which he said the Supreme Court's refusal to hear the election fraud cases, why that is a travesty and undermines all Americans' faith in our election. That man dissented. He's still on the Supreme Court, the most important black American. We don't do identity politics, but it's just a statement of fact. The most famous, most influential black American in America today. Why is he important? Because he's a conservative and they tried to destroy him. Watch the movie. It is called Created Equal. You can't stream it at Amazon. Try and order the DVD or just go to manifoldproductions.com. Keep us posted, Michael. God bless. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios. We'll be back to your calls momentarily. Relief Factor. Drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? I've been taking it for 2 years now, and the lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, for almost a decade, was gone 2 weeks into taking it. But it's not just me. It's thousands, tens of thousands of Americans, including Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 weeks of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Powerful words, words that are true. Order your 3-week quick starter pack right now at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. You've waited long enough. What have you got to lose? Except the pain. Relieffactor.com. Do it now.
Vote Democrat, don't be so bloody daft, man. I'd rather be dragged stark naked through a field of broken glass.
A better alternative. I think we have a little teaser from the incredible Clarence Thomas movie Created Equal. Let's play it for you so you get a taste of this incredible film. Video cut 10, play cuts.
That I will nominate Judge Clarence Thomas to serve as Associate Justice of the United States Supreme Court.
That's when all heck broke loose.
Judge Thomas began to use work situations to discuss sex.
We know exactly what's going on here. This is the wrong black guy. He has to be destroyed. You really didn't matter. What mattered was what they wanted.
So you'd still like to serve on the Supreme Court?
I'd rather die than withdraw from the process.
Wow. He knew what it was about. It's because he was black and a conservative. God bless Clarence Thomas. May he have many, many more years on the Supreme Court of the land. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Dale in Detroit, line four. Welcome, Dale.
Hey, Dr. G.
Hey.
This is your official science fiction caller.
All right. He has the official position of the America First science fiction caller. What is your topic for today, Dale?
Well, first of all, I want to say that I started watching Blake 7 last night from your suggestion.
Oh, my gosh. Where did you find it? Where did you find Blake 7?
It's on YouTube.
Okay. Tell me. What's the verdict? Be gentle with me, Dale. Be gentle.
Well, I'm only a couple episodes in. You know, it's got that Logan's Run kind of a theme going on there. So I'm still getting into it. So.
Good. All right. Well, just hold judgment. Get into it because it's super fun. And the music, if anything else.
So the question I have for you is, aside from the Enterprise and the Millennium Falcon, what's your favorite ship?
Okay, apart from, I'm sure Jeff will help me out here, what is my favorite science fiction space vessel? So I'm not allowed the Millennium Falcon or the Enterprise. Well, it's very cool to say Slave One, right? It's cool to say Boba Fett's ship. But I love the Liberator because it's designed backwards. You know, it's going in the wrong direction. So the Liberator from Blake 7 is pretty cool. If I ever get one of those, I'll be a happy puppy. But here's my stand in my second place, second and third here, Dale. The Nostromo from Alien, okay, and the dropship from Aliens. It's like a science fiction version of an A-10 Thunderbolt.
That's interesting because my favorite is the Protector from Galaxy Quest, only because it has a Hall of Chompers.
You know, I'm not sure you're taking this quiz seriously, Dale.
However, my second one was going to be the ships from the Aliens franchise.
Good man, you know, because they look real. They look real. They look heavy. They look dirty. Yep. They look just epically cool. The dropship from Aliens. Come on, and the fact that it's remote control, you can just have a little thing and fly it. Yeah, I mean the real one, the big one. Stop it. You're being silly. You're letting your inner child out. Why not? It's Friday. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.